October 21. Mark 10:17-27. He failed the test. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come take up the cross and follow me. Mark 10:21. Christ looked into the face of the young man as if reading his life and searching his character. He loved him, and he hungered to give him that peace and grace and joy which would materially change his character. With what earnest, anxious longing, what soul hunger did the Savior look at the young man, hoping that he would yield to the invitation of the Spirit of God. The ruler was quick to discern all that Christ's words involved, and he became sad. To give up his earthly treasure that was seen for the heavenly treasure that was unseen was too great a risk. He refused the offer of eternal life and went away, and ever after the world was to receive his worship. Thousands are passing through this ordeal, weighing Christ against the world, and many choose the world. Like the young ruler, they turn from the Savior, saying in their hearts, I will not have this man as my leader. All should consider what it means to desire heaven and yet to turn away because of the condition laid down. Think of what it means to say no to Christ. The ruler said, No, I cannot give you all. Do we say the same? The ruler's possessions were entrusted to him that he might prove himself a faithful steward. He was to dispense these goods for the blessings of those in need. So God now entrusts men with means, with talents and opportunities, that they may be his agents in helping the poor and the suffering. He who uses his entrusted gifts as God designs becomes a co-worker with the Savior. To those who, like the young ruler, are in high positions of trust, and with great possessions, it may seem too great a sacrifice to give up all in order to follow Christ. But this is the rule of conduct for all who would become his disciples. Nothing short of obedience can be accepted. Self-surrender is the substance of the teachings of Christ.